For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Tyrann Mathieu's getting a little older. We see what Jordan Howden looks in the second year. I like some of the defensive acquisitions that the Saints have to improve the defense, like I spoke about. But really, like I said before I go, it really comes down to the offense and Clint Kubiak, who has a ton of pressure on him. So unfair, but it is what it is. A ton of pressure on him to establish the Saints' identity, offensively speaking, and then get the running game going, and then bring Derek Carr into it and have success and win while they're learning. Now, we don't expect them to win all those games, but I mean, I can expect hopefully a better offensive performance than what we had last year. Like I said, man, I think his system, and you kind of go back to the Minnesota year when he was there with Minnesota, how everybody looked. He has a lot of really good weapons, kind of mirroring what he had in Minnesota. And like I said, his system, he got to have an active fullback. I think he had CJ Ham up there, the fullback, who's a pretty decent fullback at the time when he was up there. Hopefully we'll see who our fullback is, Xander Horvath, or if do they use Taysom Hill, like, Kyle Juszczyk role to do that. Well, it all come down to it. So I'm going to be key. I know the defense will be fine. I really do think that offensively is where I'll be paying attention to. That's where the most turnover was, establishing what the Saints are going to do. I'm really looking forward to seeing that 49er style defense implemented in the black and gold building. I like the motions, the double motions, and I like the activity of the offense. I really do. And if they can at least get half of that, that'll be pretty good. But I'm really looking forward to running the football, because the Saints have a very stocked running back room. It's the best unit, offensively speaking. It's the running back room with AK-41, Jamal Williams, LaKendre Miller, and throw Taysom in there. That is a solid unit with backs that you can use, all of the, if you wanted to, you could take three of them guys and roll them out. I mean, they're so versatile. The Saints have a very versatile offensive unit, and I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like under Clint Kubiak. So that is going to be the thing that I will keep my eyes on moving into the season, man. It's going to be pretty fire, man, watching that offense going. All right. Pammy says, me too, Q, because if the Saints get ran out of the building by Dallas, I'm walking to New Orleans to whoop DA myself. Yeah, we have that schedule, like I said, how they opened it up with the Saints starting off with Carolina, then the Saints hit the road for a couple of games, and they come home for one, then going around. I mean, it is, you get a little road weary early on. But, like I said, I think a lot of the games the Saints have is if like I said, it's all dependent on what Clint Kubiak does. If he can establish the running attack, because I have faith in the running back room. I ain't going to lie to you. I have faith in the running back room. I haven't lost faith in Alvin Kamara. I lost faith in Dennis Allen and Mickey Loomis, but not in Alvin Kamara, not in Jamal Williams, not in Kendre Miller, not in Taysom Hill, not in Chris Olave, not in Rashid Shaheed, not in Juwan Johnson. I haven't lost faith in those guys. I think they're very talented. We just need the right mind. That's discipline, attention, detail-centered, and a person that knows what they're doing and that has a high degree of accountability, because we're going to need that as well to step up and do what they got to do. And I'm not a Derek Carr basher or vandalizer. How about that? A car vandalizer. I think Derek Carr is good how you use him, like toward the back end of the year, like we talked about in the previous stream when they was trying to heap, they were heaping all these statistical accolades on Derek Carr in the last five or six games of the year. But I was saying, I was like, man, span out the whole picture. The whole picture wasn't just that Carr all of a sudden he started knowing what to do. No, the Saints offensively collectively played better. The offensive line played better blocking wise. They started running the ball and looked good running the ball over those span of games. And the offense came a lot. And the play action got going. The play action is very big, especially for a Derek Carr. Any quarterback, to be honest with you, especially one that has a gun for an arm like Derek Carr has, that loves to throw the ball. He's a gunslinger, likes to throw that ball deep, explosive plays, which the Saints have the people, the horses to go and get it. You give him a play action game and with the running attack, that's just what he would, that's just the type of offense that he would shine in. Now, of course, he's not perfect, but if you give him that, you know, like with most quarterbacks and have a halfway idea what to do, they will put up some hefty numbers if you can give them that. But the problem was we didn't consistently run the ball well because of poor offensive line production. And that put pressure on the quarterback, which, you know, you can see how that ended up. But like I said, I think in the end, if Clint Kubiak is who we think he is by the research we've done, then he's more than capable of taking the Saints, establishing a running attack, finding the right people to do what they got to do. And let's move this thing forward because I want to get back to the playoffs. I want to win the playoff game. We must be relevant again. We're not relevant and we're not functional if we're not making the playoffs. And we're one of the oldest teams in the NFL. We're wasting away our talent. We've got to stop this. We must get back into the playoffs and be relevant again. We can't let the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how many, they won it like 3 years in a row. How many years did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, hold on, let me look this up. People talk, let me throw this at Shanley, talking that relevant crap. You see, NFC South. Hold on, let me look it up right quick. Because I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers might have won like three times in a row, didn't they? Yep. Here it is right here, fam. I got it on the screen right here. Y'all see that? This goes back to 2002. But the Saints won it four in a row from 2017 to 2020. And then the Buccaneers won it 3 years in a row, 21, 22, and 23. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and last year without, I can understand what Tom Brady was there because Tom Brady is what he is. But they had Baker Mayfield last year, and that was supposed to be the Saints' time. So they've won it 3 years in a row. You're not functional and you're not relevant. If you're not the Saints, Saints are super talented. Very super, uber talented team with all kind of phenomenal talent on the team. Awesome players everywhere. The Saints should be the NFC South champions last year, this year. And we are not doing that, and we need to get back to being relevant again. We need to get back to dominating like we were from 2017 to 2020. We've got to get back to that. We've got to get back on code again. All right, anyway. Yeah, this is what we got. All right, Warrior 93, so who that? You guys ready for the two running back system? Kamara Miller going hard this season. You guys ready for the screen game, heavy run game, controlling the clock, defense, staying fresh. Playoffs, baby. Thank you, Warrior. Appreciate you there. All right. Rico says, how do you think about the first five games for the Saints? Pretty difficult, man. Now, there's some difficult games right there. Let me see if I can prop the schedule up for the family members. Say, hold on. Give me a second. Let me put the schedule up right quick. Yeah, we got some. The schedule makers ain't do the Saints any favors, to be quite honest with you. In the 2024 season, they really didn't. You know, they don't do the black and gold no favors anyway, but yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Put it up. Here we go. There it is. All right. So yeah, there it is right there on the screen. The first five games, man, you got the Carolina Panthers. I say that's a win. the Cowboys, Eagles, Falcons, and then the Chiefs before we see the Bucs October the 13th. But the first five games are going to be pretty difficult. Having the Falcons early was interesting because we had them we didn't see the Falcons to after the bye week last year. And then we seen them at toward the end of the season. I was hoping for a schedule like that because I like to see the Falcons game, play the Falcons at the end of the season as opposed to the Carolina Panthers. I think that gives it more relevancy because if we play the Falcons at the end of the season, that more than like that end of the season matchup rivalry feel is just a better game than the Carolina game. No disrespect, but we've been seeing the Carolina game this year is Tampa Bay. But really, I would have liked to see Atlanta, one of them Atlanta games, probably when the November the 10th game be toward the back end of the year in week 18, but it didn't schedule it like that. But Dallas is going to be tough. Philly's going to be tough. The first Falcons game, and that's going to be in the Georgia Dome or whatever they call it now. And then that game against Patrick Mahomes boys in KC will be interesting. So, yeah, it's going to be fun because the Dallas game, that's an early game. Some of these games like that, the Dallas, Philly, and Atlanta games, I'd rather them to be in the second month or maybe this, you know, the second month or even into the third month when we had at least a month worth of games under our belts before we had an opportunity to go against these difficult teams. Cause you know, Philly's going to be a team to look out for in the NFC conference. So we have to watch out for Philly cause they're going to be a team to watch out for. And of course, the rivalry of Atlanta, that puts a little added spice there. But Dallas, too, because these are two of our biggest rivalries that we have. Atlanta's the biggest rivalry the Saints have going east and going west is Dallas. So anytime the Saints and Dallas play is must-see football, same as the Falcons. So we're seeing our two biggest rivals inside of the month of September. So September, it's going to be an interesting month because it usually takes the Saints about 2 weeks to a month for their system, for them to kind of get used to of building a system and playing together to know what they're going to do. Last year, it was a bit more complicated. It took the Saints like 2.5-3 months into the season before they started to see something, to be something consistently. You know what I mean? But like I said, having Dallas in week 2, and Philly in week 3, and Atlanta in week 4, and then Kansas City in week 5, it's not going to be easy. But hell, it's not going to be easy. But I think Carolina's a win. No disrespect to Carolina, but that game against Carolina's a win. And then the rest of those games, Cowboys, Philly, Atlanta, and KC, that could, if you don't handle it right, you could be starting in the bottom. You could come out this thing behind. So they're going to be tested early. Listen, don't get it twisted. Those first five games, I mean, kicking out Carolina, no disrespect. Saints should be Carolina. But Dallas and Eagles and Falcons and KC, if you don't handle it right, you could be in a hole. So it's going to be fun, man, to watch out for. We'll see. Tuck says you got to have some faith in the offensive line team. Yeah, I like McCoy. I like McCoy a lot. And I was talking about my skill set players. I didn't mention my old lineman, but I do like Eric McCoy. You know, the football player, Eric McCoy, not the landscaper. But Cesar Ruiz didn't have a great year last year, but I chalk a lot of that up to Doug Marrone because his whatever he was doing, it wasn't effective consistently. Then it kind of caught on toward the back end of the year. But not only, now and I talk about Clint Kubiak because obviously he's the offensive coordinator, but really John Benton, and I played John Benton's interviews on this show before. John Benton is a very solid offensive line coach. He's very good. So keeping an eye out on, you know, Clint Kubiak, but really Clint Kubiak system don't mean a hill of beans if John Benton, the offensive line coach that he brought here, doesn't do what he needs to do. And that is the thing. Benton is very good at what he does from an offensive line perspective. So I'm really looking forward to see him take Cesar Ruiz and McCoy and Fuaga and take Penning and take those guys to the next level. I'm really looking forward to it. Benton is a very good offensive line coach, so it's going to be fun seeing him get those guys going, man. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, Tuck, thank you. 504 Secure, I don't see how they're saying this schedule is easy. They face, yeah, it gets, because they're looking at the strength of schedule, which is a combination of records from last year that they put into a percentage and say, this is what this is,
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The word, I'm trying to pick the word, which is foolishness. I mean, in theory, you know, usually this is a combination of people that stand the third, but you really can't use that for looking ahead in terms of the season, the strength of schedule, all this kind of stuff, because that's not the same teams that you're going to be matching up. I mean, these teams undrafted, they didn't sign people. A lot of these teams have gotten better, you know, so it's not quite the same when you talk of strength of schedule. So I'm not going to kind of buy into that, because this year they're saying that the strength of schedule is supposed to be weak based on that. But I'm not going to go with that because, you know, like I said, it looks rough early, but then you kind of, you got games that you take on Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay is not going to be an easy win. Sean Payton's game, and we know Sean Payton's coming here. We got to whoop on him. You got John Harbaugh with the Chargers. You got to do something with them. And then you got the Browns. You got the Rams with McVay. He's always difficult to beat. You got the Giants. We don't know what the Giants are going to be. If Daniel Jones is healthy, Malik Nabers and those guys are there, who knows what's going on with that. And that's a cold game. And that's what I was saying during the schedule, that they put a lot of the cold games toward the back end of the year. And the Saints, they don't do well in these cold games. So we're looking at the Giants as a dub. And based on how the situation is on December the 8th in New York, because you got to go to get, what is it called, MetLife Stadium? You got to go up there to play them in probably going to be snowy weather in December. When is that? December, early December. It might be snowing up there. I know for a fact it's going to be snowing in Green Bay. That's 2 days before Christmas when you go to see Green Bay. So, you know, the Saints have some work to do, you know, toward the back end of the season with those cold games. And when I was like hoping those cold games, those games of Green Bay will be early in the season, but they put them right in the cold. So the Saints have cold games and they don't really do too well in these cold games. So we have to keep an eye. And usually with cold games, the answer to cold games is a running attack and defense. That's what helps you in these cold games, a running attack and defense. So the Saints defense, I think they're going to be pretty decent. John Benton, we'll see what he can do offensive line-wise. So like I said, I do like the acquisitions of some of the people offensively, John Benton and Clint Kubiak, Coach Dub at the wide receivers, the former Baltimore coach, wide receivers coach over here taking over from Cody Burns. Like him a lot. He's a really solid dude. So I do like a lot of the offensive pickups. Clancy Barone, he's going to do a really good job from the tight end position. Since last year, he's been doing a good job. So we'll see what it all looks like moving forward. Even got a new running backs coach too. Don't forget that. Got a new running backs coach over here. Came over from the Chargers. Really smart dude, by the way. Really smart dude. All right. So anyway, with that being said, fam, I'm gonna get ready to get out on that. I appreciate you guys for chiming in on the show tonight, man. Listen, I know three years. We gotta get through it, regardless of what this schedule is and how they put it together. The Saints have to get to the playoffs. They got to break this ugly streak of not making the playoffs. Like I just showed you the graphic where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have won the NFC South three times in a row, you know, and really no disrespect to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but the Saints really kind of, we got to change all that, man. We got to change that dynamic. We got to change all this up, man. We got to change it up. It starts this year. We got to change it up. All right, so anyway, we're going to get out on that. Listen, I appreciate you guys for chiming in. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Feel free to share the show on your social media feed. Check out the links in the description section. Also, feel free to support our contributors at thewhodatdaily.com. That's our website that's been going on for about 4 or 5 years. Thewhodatdaily.com has been doing their thing, and we continue to grow. That's our own site, delivering all the news for the Who Dat Nation. And of course, there is a poll that was in the chat, 140 plus people. Thank you guys for voting in that poll. What grade would you give the Saints in the offseason? And 47% of the people polled gave the Saints a B, and 30% gave the Saints a C, and 1% says D or less, which is a positive, which is a positive. So the family members giving them, you know, giving the Saints, okay, we've done a B. We've added some talent there. We'll be okay. We'll do what we're supposed to do. We'll handle the business. You know, Eugene says dropping in late from Philly, but best believe I'll like and watch from the beginning. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, brother Eugene. Be safe up there, man. Listen, fam. Yeah, Tuck says Harbaugh. Yeah, Harbaugh is stripping down offense to the studs. Charger will take a minute. Yeah, Justin Herbert, still a force. He's still a phenom. We got to watch out for that guy. I don't know. All right. So anyway, with that being said, I'm out of here, man. Listen, I appreciate y'all, man. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and share the show on the social media feed. If you're on Twitter, give me a retweet. If you're on Instagram, give me a like and a share. Big ups to the fam, and I'm going to holler at y'all on Patreon Tuesday tomorrow. Fam, we'll be representing on Patreon Tuesday tomorrow. If you want to join us, be on there as well. And we'll talk some more. Much love to the fam.
I'm a hoodat.
I'm a hoodat.
Long as I'm living, I'm a hoodat.
I'm a hoodat.
Lose or winning, I'm a hoodat.
I'm a hoodat.
Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Where we do that.
Where we do that.
Where we do that. Where we do that. Boogie like this and I'm a hoodat.
I'm a hoodat.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah, like this, and
I'm a hoodat.
Every day I'm living,
I'm a hoodat.
Lose or winning,
I'm a hoodat.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Where we do that. Where we do that. Where we do that. Where we do that. Boogie like this and
I'm a hoodat.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
The Sports Coma is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.